This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he is honoured to stand before the elected representatives of a proud democracy like Trinidad and Tobago. During his address to the Joint Assembly of the Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago, Mr. Modi said, democracy is a way of life for India and not just a political system.
In India, we admire their leadership, grit and determination. They are living symbols of the relationship between our countries, built on shared roots and shared dreams. Distinguished members, both our nations rose from the shadows of colonial rule to write our own stories with courage as our ink and democracy as our pen.
He said India and Trinidad and Tobago share a relationship rooted in centuries-old bonds.
The relationship between our two countries is based on the foundation of centuries-old bonds. 180 years ago, the first Indians arrived on this land after a long and hard journey. Oceans away, the Indian beats blended beautifully with the Caribbean rhythm. Here, Bhojpuri found harmony with Creole. Dalpudi met doubles and tabla met the steel pan.
Earlier, President Christine Carla Kangaloo of Trinidad and Tobago conferred nation's highest national award, the Order of Trinidad and Tobago, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. After receiving the award, Prime Minister Modi said he is honoured to be conferred with the country's highest national award. He said he accepts it on the behalf of 140 crore Indians. Meanwhile, India and Trinidad and Tobago signed 6 agreements, including in the areas of pharma and cultural exchange. The agreements were exchanged following talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Trinidad and Tobago President Christine Kangaloo at Port of Spain. The MOUs include cooperation in the fields of sports and diplomatic training. Secretary South External Affairs Ministry Nina Malhotra has said the signing of agreements today will further deepen cultural, sports and academic cooperation between India and Trinidad and Tobago. Briefing media in Port of Spain on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Trinidad and Tobago, Ms. Malhotra said several announcements were made during the visit. These include extension of OCI facility to up to 6th generation of Indian diaspora members. Indian diaspora consists of 40-45% of population in Trinidad and Tobago. Secretary West said that during the visit, Trinidad and Tobago side announced that it is joining Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI and Global Biofuel Alliance. Prime Minister has left for Argentina after a successful historic visit to Trinidad and Tobago. The comprehensive success of Trinidad and Tobago visit to PM covered cultural aspects like OCI card, economic areas like MOU and pharma, trade, agro-processing and social cooperation like diplomatic capacity building, education tech like laptops for Trinidadian students. Now, Prime Minister will embark on his 3-day visit to Argentina, the third destination of his 5 nations visit. This will be the first bilateral visit to Argentina by an Indian Prime Minister in 57 years. Election Commission has said that the first visit of the booth-level officers, BLOs, to nearly 1.5 crore households in Bihar has been completed. In a statement, the Commission said over 6.86 crore enumeration forms out of nearly 7.9 crore electors in the state have been distributed during the special intensive revision exercise which is underway. The remaining houses could be locked or of dead electors or of migrants or those who may be travelling. Since the BLO shall be visiting 3 times with the houses of the electors during the exercise, these figures are likely to increase further. In cricket, India was 64 for 1 at stumps and took a lead of 244 runs against England on day 3 of the second test at Edgbaston in Birmingham. In the second innings, KL Rahul and Karun Nair remained unbeaten for India. Earlier Indian pacer Mohammad Siraj took 6 wickets, while Akash Deep bagged 4 wickets and restricted England to 407 in their first innings. Jamie Smith scored unbeaten 184, while Harry Brook contributed 158 for the hosts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.